Speaking of interesting and looking interesting, we've got Joy and Chanel here to talk about an upcoming event. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education, about that organization, and then about the event at the Panada. So I'll let either one of you two run with it and tell our listeners what this organization does and what it's about.
So SOL, we were our inception was in 2011, so we've been around for a while. Over that time, we've served over 8,000 youth in our local community. That has been both on our field campus at Schweitzer, right next to, we have the yurt right next to the firehouse. And that's...
Oh, that's Souls. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Souls.
Right at the roundabout.
Right at the roundabout. And okay. We do our snow school experience there in the winter. And then in the summer, we have our summer programming. And we've partnered with Round Lake for our junior naturalists, which is we start, I like to say, serving students at children in our area at the age of 4. So we take preschool age, and that runs all the way through till 9 years of age, and for our junior naturalists, and we do that at Round Lake. So we have partnered with Round Lake for 11, 12 years now, mm-hmm. for our mm-hmm. summer programming. And then we have our leader of the day, which is what I call our tweeners. And we teach them canoeing skills, and they canoe down the Pack River to prepare them for our teen trek. And our teen trek, last year we did the Missouri. And so cool. We spend a week on the Missouri River, and we learn a little bit about Lewis and Clark. And yeah, it's really cool. So, and then with the snow, and it's coming, we're praying, right? We're all doing those snow dances.
She's more definite than you are, Jack. I'd be fascinated. You said you start with a 4-year-old. Jack's got a 3-year-old. Let's say he enrolls James in the program. How do you start off a 4-year-old as a naturalist?
Well, everything is very, I like to say, we get them down into the dirt. And it's very STEM oriented. So we take them out to Round Lake, and we learn about the bugs and the plants and all the different things that have to do with Round Lake and what it means. Because one of the things that's really important to SOL is understanding our natural world and that place-based education that SOL is entrenched in, and helping our kids understand where we live and the importance we live in, and to build that relationship with our natural world here.
And how long, or what does like a 17-year-old do?
So our 17-year-olds would go on our teen treks.
Yeah.
And our teen treks are specifically, so Denison was a national, well, he is affiliated still, National mm-hmm. Outdoor Leadership. Mm-hmm. Instructor for many, many years, mm-hmm. Knowles.
Yeah.
And so one of the other elements that is very, I will say, entrenched in our foundation of SOL is building leadership skills from our 4-year-olds all the way up to the teens that we serve. So mm-hmm. the teens do a teen trek, and right now it's very water-based.
Yeah.
And so like we did the Missouri River. So on there, they are provided various leadership roles. We teach them. They're responsible to learn how to pack dry. They do their dry bags. We teach them how to do their stoves, their whisper lights, and to cook, and so mm-hmm. on and so forth. And so by the end of the trip, they're able to do, they would be able to, you know, do something on their own.
What part of the Missouri were they on? Don't know. Somewhere in Montana?
Up in Montana, yeah. The higher part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
And down the, like, on canoes or?
Yes. So yeah. We have a fleet of canoes. Yeah. Okay. And then, so the goal is, which we will have this year, is two of our participants will actually lead it this year. So we'll go as adults. Dennis mm-hmm. and I will go as adults. We always have a male and female on the trips, and so but our two that were on it last year will actually lead the participants.
Cool.
So, mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, how many folks go on that long trip on the
we'll have 6 participants. So yeah. The one piece that is for us at Soul is we keep it very, our group small, and that's very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's very individualized oriented, so we are able to work very specifically with each of our participants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we talk, or Joy, you've been involved since the beginning, since 2011?
Yeah, inception, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
A long time.
And how
it's
about
been
you,
awesome.
How about you, Janelle?
I joined the Soul Board about a year ago, and it was really because I was impressed with the organization's mission and their approach to serving youth in the outdoors and getting them not only exposed to the outdoor environment, but also exposing them to leadership opportunities, which is really important. And my career is focused on the built environment, but I personally have an enormous passion for the natural outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something that I felt like I could really stand behind and offer my time to helping build the organization because it is so important to this community.
So you're the chair of the development committee?
I am.
And can you talk a little bit more about the work of the committee and what it does?
Yes, the development committee is really all about helping to support Soul and finding those financial resources out there so that they can keep providing the incredible offerings to youth in the community. One thing I'd really like to say is we've had amazing partners over the years that have supported Soul. This year, one of the board's initiatives is to establish a robust sponsorship package that offers different levels of giving. So we can partner with additional people and provide those options for them, but really also implementing benefits for the sponsors, because that's important too. We obviously need funds to survive, but we want to give back to the sponsors and help them brand their opportunities as well. So it's kind of a two-way street. So one thing I will say is if any of the people listening now are interested in that, we have, if you can access our website, which is soulexperiences.org,
ooh, we will one have... One more time, I didn't catch that.
Let me slow that down. Soulexperiences.org.
Experiences.
Yes.
It's plural.
That is right. And it's soul, S-O-L-E, experiences.org. And we will have that on the website soon, but you can also inquire about those opportunities that are coming up.
So Soul, if I'm not mistaken, is a 501c3 organization?
Yes, it is.
And volunteers are important?
Yes, very.
And funding is important?
Funding is important. One thing I wanted to bring up about, you know, in addition to our yearly sponsorship, last fall, we held our inaugural Soul Gala to raise additional monies for the Endowment Fund for Soul. And that Endowment Fund really helps us reach more youth in the community and the region. The gala was very fun. I feel like it was a pretty good success. We have event-specific sponsorship opportunities to help sponsors brand. But really, for the attendees, it was just a fantastic event. Because Soul is outdoor, it was an outdoor gala, which I think in Sandpoint, I don't know if there's another one like it, but we thought, well, we're an outdoor organization. Let's hold this gala outdoors in September. So that was challenging and fun. It was at Beyond Hope Resort outside in the woods, right on the shores of Ponderay. We brought in a band from Portland. We had some amazing food by Pearls on the Lake and a photo booth. And I think everybody had a really great time. And it was really to support Soul and kind of spread the word about what we're doing.
I would say it was a huge success.
Weather permitted?
It was beautiful weather. Nice. It was our harvest moon.
Nice.
And it was the harvest moon. So mm-hmm. It was, yes.
Cool. Well, speaking of a success and getting the word out about Soul, talk about the upcoming event at the Panada Theater on January 12th, which is a Friday, which is a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. So our Backcountry Film Festival, it is actually the 19th year that the films are selected by the Winter Wildland Alliance, and the films celebrate human-powered winter backcountry experiences that really center on personal meaningful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
The film isn't like always doesn't have all of the bigger go home film, you know, in them there. It's A lot of the films are actually created by individuals. And so you get a variety, which is really, really great. And it's a huge family event. For 11 years, we've brought over 300 people together at the Panada to celebrate what I like to say is our relationship with snow, because it's so important here.
So they're winter films.
They are winter films.
They're winter.
And,
okay.
And it, the focus for WWA is that human-powered backcountry experience. So it's awesome. Our relationship, Soul's relationship with the Winter Wild Alliance is WWA at Bogus Basin was the initial site for their snow school experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the southern flagship. And in 2017, Souls, our yurt up at Schweitzer Mountain, our field campus, became the northern flagship, which is huge because there's over 62 and probably now more, they add on each year, actual snow school sites across the country. So the two flagship, the initial, which is at Bogus Basin, and also because of the high level of programming that the Winter Wildland Alliance recognized what Seoul was doing, and we became their northern flagship school, which is pretty dynamite. Yeah.
Excellent. So how many films is it? I know. Okay. It changes, I take it, from year to year, the number of films.
Yeah.
It's not one film the entire.
No, it's multiple films. So it's, we'll have, I don't know how, I'm sorry.
Eight to ten. Some of them are 10 minutes. Some of them are longer.
Longer,
which
shorter.
Which is, you know, to Joy's point, great for the family, because we did see, we do see a lot of kids at the event too.
That's the whole point now, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's great because you get a lot of perspectives in all the films. They're all a little bit different. Some of them are just regular people making films and submitting them, and then some of them are filmmakers.
So this is Friday, mm-hmm. the 12th. Doors open at 6, because I take it Seoul have a table in the lobby with information about the organization, and then the film begins at 7. This is a great chance to come out with your family and enjoy. Is there a charge?
There is. It's $10 ticket for youth, $15 for general admission. And then we also have an option for a $30 ticket, which is an adult admission, but it also helps purchase snow school for one youth, which is pretty fantastic opportunity for $30. There are raffle tickets involved with that particular ticket. And that's something to kind of speak to, too, because we do have amazing raffle prizes. They are pretty phenomenal and generates a lot of excitement. What we're excited about this year is we have a musical chair, ski lift chair, for raffle from Schweitzer. And
ooh,
the actual ski lift chair, one of them. And we're selling those raffle tickets for $25 these, which is a pretty fantastic deal to have a piece of Schweitzer history in your home or office.
Now, would this be something that one would put outdoors? Or you mentioned, Janelle, indoors.
I think you could do both. It's really whatever you want to do with the chair, once you hopefully win it, is free game.
Jack, what would your family do with the chair?
I think it'd have to be outdoors.
Outdoors?
I don't think we really have a chairlift spot set aside.
Well, to take James upstairs to the second floor when he goes to bed at night.
That's
you know?
True.
Wouldn't it be nice to have
I guess
James get into the chairlift and buckle up?
Yeah, it kind of
takes
the
idea.
Stairs out of the game, though.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, I don't know. No, probably out back by the fire or something like that. I think that'd be very cool, though. And it's a conversation piece.
Exactly. One of the great things I'll say about the chair is you don't have to be present to win it. You can just purchase the tickets online. And if you can't make the film, that's okay. So I encourage everybody.
Can one go to soulexperiences.org and find out more about the film festival?
Yes, it's right on the top banner as soon as you access
perfect,
the website.
Perfect. And hopefully by then we will have been shoveled out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully
most
so.
Most definitely.
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll all be ready. Do we want to talk about the snow school anymore? About what avalanche awareness and that kind of things. Do we have time for that? You guys have knowledge of that? Mm-hmm. Okay, might as well. Since we're talking about chairlifts and stuff,
like that.
I don't know.
The Snow School experience is a 3-day experience that at this point we've served almost, every fifth grader in the Lake Ponderay School District participates in the program. And we'll give a huge shout out to the Panhandle Alliance for Education because they are a funder of that through the school district. It is a program that the district really sees as essential for their students. It's sort of part of what students have done for 11 years with the school district, our fifth graders, and which has served almost 4,000 kids. So we've put a lot of kids on the snow. And what happens is it's a sort of a bookend program. So the first and last day are done in the classroom. The first day, they learn about the geography. They learn about the watershed, the importance of it. And that's where I always talk about that relationship with snow, right? And then on the second day, they actually go up to the yurt and they get into a snow pit. And they, learn to identify the different types of crystals, and they'll look at the different snow packs, and they collect all that data and in a little waterproof notebook and take it back into the yurt. And then they have this larger conversations about the numbers and what does all that mean. And then they go back into the classroom, and then they talk about, and they graph it, and they look at it, and they talk about what does that mean for history. This year is going to be very interesting when we talk about snowpack. And what does that mean for us?
Or lack thereof.
Or what does that mean 6 months from now, 7?
Sure.
Like, we're all thinking about fire season, right? Oh, my gosh. But and the other element that's so important is, yes, it happens here in Idaho on Schweitzer on our field campus, but it's also, huge shout out to Schweitzer, but it's also that data goes up to a NASA database. We are affiliated with Oregon State University, the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. So although all the kids that participate in it, yes, it's happening here, but it branches out to larger organizations that they are connecting with and we're sharing our data with. So, and the Idaho STEM Action Center and some of those other organizations. So it is a local program, but it is nationally based, which I think is really, really cool
and important
to share. Yeah. And important to share.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're here with Janelle Fausti, Chair of the Development Committee, and Dr. Joy Jansen, Educational Advisor with SOL, the Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education Background. Education Background? Did I get it right?
Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education.
Okay, where did I get back? That's Jack. I wrote Jack,
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm still on vacation in some respects. Uh-huh. Anything in conclusion? We're here to talk also about the film festival on the 12th, Friday, 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock, the doors open.
It's the 19th annual film festival. Do you guys know how long it's been coming to Sandpoint?
This is our 11th year.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's always come through Seoul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything in conclusion from either one of you?
I have something.
Sure.
Over the 11 years, I have to say Sandpoint is an incredible place. And there are a lot of nonprofits in Sandpoint, which I think demonstrates the... I think Sandpoint is a very progressive and incredible place to live, but that support for local nonprofits is huge here, and individuals and businesses see the importance of that. So with time left, I'd love to give a shout out to all those local organizations that have supported us over the last 11 years. I think that's really, really important. So we have 7B Board Shop. We have Wildwood Grilling, Matchwood, Evans Brothers, GSI, Outdoor Experience, Ponderay Winery, Thunder's Catch, Evans Brothers, Festival at Sandpoint, Ice House Pizza, Le Chic Boutique, Alpine Shop, Maddox Farms. And then I'm going to highlight Zero Point. So since our inception, Kathy at Zero Point has always made it sole a focus and been huge supporters for us and everything that she has done. And then we always get a spot with you guys. So we appreciate that as well. Thank you very much. So.
Well, we appreciate you knocking on our door, because that's one of the things that Jack and I enjoy doing, is highlighting organizations and individuals that are making a difference in the quality of life up here in North Idaho, and certainly Seoul does that. Again, Friday, January 12th, 6 o'clock doors open at the Panada, 7 o'clock it begins, and come early because there'll be a Seoul table in the lobby. Thank you both so very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to have a transition before we have our next guest coming in. This is a Jimmy Buffett, who usually at this time of year we take a backward look and see who's passed. And on September 1st, Jimmy Buffett. And this is one of my favorite songs by Jimmy Buffett. It comes off his 11th album. And it's called Somewhere Over China. And I just love the sentiment of it. So here's to Jimmy Buffett.
Just a semi-normal person, thought he had the future planned. Then he won some silly sweepstakes, now he had $100,000. Never stopped to think of taxes, he was gone before they knew.